Residents in the capital and its environs could be facing a prolonged period of water restrictions, nighttime shutdowns and year-round conservation appeals as Ishgeirn struggles to cope with a water supply incapable of meeting capacity requirements in the coming years. A plan to bring water from the Shannon is already meeting resistance, and as we heard on this programme yesterday, the government has backed off on rubber stamping the Ishgeirn plan for now. It was down for discussion at Cabinet some weeks ago. It appears to have been deferred. So for more, I'm joined by our environment correspondent George Lee. And George, conservation's the only game in town.
Well, I think we're all going to be getting used to this message about conservation in the years directly ahead anyway, until this issue is tackled, particularly in the east and particularly in the greater Dublin area, because we've been asked to do it already in the winter, so you can imagine what's going to go on. The reason for conservation obviously is because we haven't got the investment over the years for the water supply to satisfy the growth in the population. There's also actually, believe it or not, a climate issue in relation to it, because when you look at all of the public sector organisations and agencies right throughout the country, the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland reports on them every single year. The one which has the greatest energy consumption of anybody, not the HSE, not the colleges, not the schools, it's Irish Water, it's Ishgeirn. And that's because they're pumping around 1.7 billion litres of water per day. They're cleaning it, pumping it to our houses through, you know, 63,000 kilometres or something like that of pipeline. So anything you can do to reduce that has a good effect in terms of reducing energy consumption. But that's not it. It is that we're using too much water. About of the order of just 1% of the Earth's kind of water as such is available to people in relation to drinking water. So it is an expensive thing. For here, we've had a survey. It shows that 74% of the public, this is from the Water Forum, do believe that we need more energy, more focus on water conservation, but half of them say they don't know where their water is coming from, and 55% admit that they're using much more than they need to, that they basically are wasting some water. So there's a whole issue in relation to our mindset about this, and this is important for the Water Forum. Uh-huh. They say, look, this lack of education is a really big issue. We can't go on like this. We need some significant change, and they're not saying it's all down to people. They're saying the government needs to do more, and they want a government-led approach. So here's the chairman of the Water Forum, Dr. Matt Crowe, explaining some of what they want.
We think that there is a government-led strategic approach needed to water conservation overall in Ireland. Ishgeirn group schemes can't do it on their own. And the reason we're saying that is that because one of the main changes we're proposing is a change in the building regulations, which would mean that all the houses that we're going to be building in the future, and at the moment there are plans for building up to 50,000 new houses a year over the next 10 to 20 years, that those homes will be both water efficient and energy efficient. We know they're going to be energy efficient, but at the moment they're not. Under the current building regulations, there's no guarantee they're going to be water efficient.
George, given that so many of us don't know where our water comes from, given that we admit we're overusing water, what's the mood to conservation? This is for the long term.
Oh, it is for the long term. I think the analysis shows that on average per person, we're using 133 litres of water per day. Now, I'm not sure where my 133 litres of water per day are, and I'm sure you're not either, Mary. And some of it is there's about 7 to 10% of households do have significant leaks, and they drive up that average number because the leaks are huge. And when you look at the analysis, we're using it, I think it's 26% in toilets. So when they're not fixed properly, there's a huge amount of water goes out there. 28% showers and baths, 30% on our taps. We have dishwashers and washing machines, 12%, and gardens, about 4%. It all adds up. Yeah. And what the Water Forum is saying is, you know, if you put a BER rating on houses, which includes water, it would be really, really useful, you know, that all of this analysis is done, and really this they really do want to drive that home. There are meters around the country where maybe you could use them to indicate to people how much they're using, to give people an idea, not charge, but give them an idea. And they're also saying really that people do respond, because Macro explains that when the cost of living went up, people actually used less water. Here he is.
It is a challenge in Ireland because we don't pay for our water directly. We do pay indirectly. People are paying their taxes, and that's what's used to provide all the water, you know. But it's a bit different with energy. We're paying our electricity bills. A very interesting thing that we found in the survey actually was that with the cost of living crisis over the last couple of years, people did respond to that from a water point of view, because they realised that up to 20 or 25% of their electricity bill goes to heating water. So people actually did respond to that signal by trying to reduce the amount of water that they needed to heat, and, you know, the amount of water then that's being used as well.
George, paint the picture for us. What does a future conserving capital city look like?
Well, it looks like we're all going to be educated about stuff like this is the reality. Little changes can have a big effect. Little changes in the stuff that we do, like changing your taps to have those aerated ones, which would be kind of less water coming out of them and so on, fixing leaks and stuff like that, and thinking about how we're using water in the kitchens. Now, Margaret Atwood, one of the things in the kitchen, you're looking at, wait before the washing machine is full before you turn it on. Those kind of pieces of advice, you know, little things that people can do. Fill a jug of water and leave it in the fridge rather than running the tap and waiting for your water to cool before you actually fill a glass to drink it. Those kind of things. Lots of analysis, lots of little tips
I'll
like that.
I put my head in my hands given. Here.
You do.
These, yeah.
But Margaret Atwood is the head of water operations at Irish Water, and she says, and I found this interesting because I've often argued about this with people who don't have dishwashers. She says that one of the best ways of saving water in the kitchen is to use a dishwasher. And my eyebrows went up, and she explained it, and this is what she said.
Okay.
Believe it or not, one of the biggest ways you can save water in your kitchen is by using the dishwasher. A dishwasher on an eco cycle uses about one-fifth of the water of washing the same amount of dishes in your tap. Now, there are a few caveats on that. It's on an eco wash, the dishwasher must be full, and you don't rinse your plates before you put them into the dishwasher. There is absolutely no need to. The dishwasher will do that for you. Just wipe them clean into your compost bin and into the dishwasher, and you'll save so much water.
That's Margaret Attridge there from Ishka Éireann. Yes. To keep going with these basics.
Well, just basically on that dishwasher.
I want to improve
that
my
dishwasher
behavior,
thing,
George.
On my dishwasher, yeah. Right, when I put it on Eco Mary, it says nearly 4 hours. And I'm sitting there thinking, how can that be a saving?
Uh-huh.
And what it is Margaret told me this now, so I'm assuming it's true. She says that on Eco, and the cycle basically washes the dishes, it rinses them, it then filters that water. It's already heated. It then refeeds that water clean and uses that water again and again to clean the dishes over that period of time. It heats it more slowly, it doesn't necessarily heat it, I think, as much, but because it's done in such a fashion with recycled water already heated rather than that going down the drain, this saves the money. Those lines is how she explained it to me.
She says
you can save an awful lot of water in the bathroom. Obviously, fix your leaks because they're very, very damaging. But she says on showers, you know, in 1 minute less can do an awful lot. This is what she said.
Do not leave that tap running when you're brushing your teeth. One of the biggest areas of saving in your bathroom is to shorten the length of your shower. So if you take Dublin, where we are here today, for example, 1.7 million people served by the water supplies in the Dublin area. If one in four of those shower once a day, and if one in four of those people shorten their shower by 1 minute, we will save 5 million litres of water a day. So just small changes can make a huge difference to the resilience of our water supply schemes.
That's Margaret Attridge again. George, let's round off. But can you put some sort of a timer on your shower to stop the teenagers and others, I might add?
You can squeal at them.
No,
I think
that's
very bad press for teenagers, Mary. A lot of teenagers are very conscious of environmental things.
However, what
people can do is that they on the Ishka Éireann website, there are loads and loads of tips for saving waters. About teenagers getting out of the shower isn't on it, Mary. Maybe they'll put it on it yet. But there's loads of information there about what people can do. And the small changes make a big difference. And we're going to know more about this because we're going to have to do it in the years ahead until we get a new supply, particularly in the East.
I used to find screaming a lot helped.
On the Ishka Éireann's website, Mary, but maybe you could put it on.
Our environment correspondent, George Lee, there.